A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, If you fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and if you keep all his laws and commandments which I lay on you, you will have a long life, you and your son and your grandson. Listen then, Israel, keep and observe what will make you prosper and give you great increase, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, giving you a land where milk and honey flow. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Let these words I urge on you today be written on your heart. The word of the Lord.
I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is the rock I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. I love you, Lord, my strength. Long life to the Lord, my rock. Praised be the God who saves me. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed. I love you, Lord, my strength.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. There used to be a great number of priests under the former covenant, because death put an end to each one of them. But this one, Christ, because he remains forever, can never lose his priesthood. It follows then that his power to save is utterly certain, since he is living forever to intercede for all who come to God through him. To suit us, the ideal high priest would have to be holy, innocent, and uncontaminated, beyond the influence of sinners, and raised up above the heavens. As one who would not need to offer sacrifices every day, as the other high priests do, for their own sins and then for those of the people, because he has done this once and for all by offering himself. The law appoints high priests who are men subject to weakness, but the promise on oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son who is made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the treasury. And many of the rich put in a great deal. A poor widow came and put two small coins, the equivalent of a penny. Then he sat down with his disciples and said to them, I tell you solemnly, this poor widow has put more money than anyone else who have contributed to the treasury. For they have put all the money they had into the treasury. But she, from the little she had, has put everything she possessed, all she had to live on. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends, actually the Gospel what we heard is a different one, but I will try to club everything. It's my mistake, actually. I placed another one. Actually, the Gospel today says, a lawyer comes to Jesus and asks him, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus says, the love of God and the love of neighbor is the greatest commandment. As Bob at the beginning said, the love of God is important in order to understand the love of neighbor. It's a lawyer's discussion. It's actually the Gospel, the first reading says about the Shema prayer. Since it's a lawyer, the lawyer's name is not mentioned. Love of God and love of neighbor. The scholar comes to Jesus, asking him, teacher, what is the greatest one? The first reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. It is called the Shema prayer. Shema means listen. According to Israel, a Jewish, the first thing what a Jewish person, an Orthodox Jew, would do is to recite this Shema prayer. What is it, the Shema prayer? It says, Lord Yahweh, you are the Lord of all creations and all creatures. Actually, there are 613 commandments, of which is 365 prohibitions and 248 other prescriptions. That's why the lawyer asked Jesus, which of these 613 commandments is the greatest? And Jesus summarizes into the two parts. One is from the Leviticus chapter 19, and the other is the first reading, Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's just like the two beams of the cross, two faces of the cross. One points upward, the love of God, and the other one is the parallel. Therefore, Jesus says, the upward and the sidewards are equal, but it would be very interesting if you note, Jesus says the order